The Esurance MLB Awards were dominated by the Houston Astros. No surprise, the team that, of course, made that magical run to a World Series title. We're joined by Jeff Luhno and A.J. Hinch to help represent that. We'll talk about some of the winners. Richard Justice also here, based out of Houston, knows a lot about that team. Let's get right to it. You guys both won awards. Congratulations. Executive of the Year. I feel like this is an award that kind of goes to one executive every year, but it is almost based on a number of years because this is a process, obviously, of putting this team together from where you guys came, the drafting, the signing of free agents. Is that what it feels like when somebody tells you you want something like
yeah,
this?
Yeah, it does. It feels a couple things. It's a culmination of work over multiple years. It's also an organizational award because there's so many people that participate in getting us to where we got this year. Our scouts, our coaches, there are a lot of people in the front office that most fans don't know about. There's 200 people in baseball operations, and this is a great achievement for them.
In the 5 or 6 weeks since the World Series, what's the process of getting your mind around what you accomplished?
You know, you pinch yourself because you realize so many people have been in this game for so long and have never had an opportunity to stand on the stage after winning a World Series. And every morning I wake up and I still think to myself, did it really happen? Is it, you know, did we bring the first World Series ever to the city of Houston? And the answer is yes. And you have to at some point look forward and stop thinking about the past, but it's hard because there were so many good memories, and I still haven't had a chance to sit down and watch all those games again. I can't wait to do that at some point, but we'll wait for that.
Would you tell us the story about the license plate?
We lost a lot of games when I first got here, and my second year we lost 111 games, and I knew that was the low point, so I wanted to keep my eye on the goal, which was winning at the big league. So I created a license plate for myself, GM 111. I put it on my car. Every morning I would look at it. Every night going home I'd look at it. And it motivated me to change that license plate. I promised the team I would change it when we got to the playoffs. AJ came in and we got to the playoffs his first year there. I changed it to October baseball, and now that we've won the World Series, I'm changing it again.
When you won Game 7, how many wins was that this year?
It's 112. that number will be on my license plate somewhere.
AJ, Manager of the Year, and obviously this is a team that got off to the tremendous start early, but it wasn't like there weren't bumps in the road. Just talk about that and being recognized for helping lead this team through the rough patches.
No, I think it's a great honor because of the longevity of the season. I mean, even into the playoffs and similar to Jeff, on the field, you have a lot of coaches, trainers, the players obviously are key in any of this, and you're either the face of the success or maybe sometimes the face of the failure. But when an organization goes through what we went through, when a team puts together the type of season, some of these individual benefits are great, but you're certainly not going to do it alone. And to go from start to finish, we were arguably the best team in the American League. Got a little bit of a push by the Indians when they won all those games. To be the last team standing, some great benefits come from that and great recognition around.
Considering how your managerial career started in Arizona, what's the degree of personal satisfaction for you?
It's big on a personal level because of it's hard to get the feeling of accomplishment in this game. It's a game full of failure.
Yeah.
I don't care whether you're a player, whether you're an executive, whether you're a coach, a manager. So to feel that moment where, whether it's through yourself or through the eyes of the players and the executives, it's a great feeling. For me, it took me back. I remember having a special moment with Jeff. He had to take a leap of faith to hire me the second time. Not everybody gets a second chance. A lot of people get first chances, and to be able to come back and be a part of this run of success for the Astros that we hope continues. This isn't the end of the story, but a lot of gratitude to a lot of different people.
Jose Altuve was the Esurance MLB Awards Player of the Year. That includes both the regular season and the postseason, and he was tremendous through it all. And it's been a number of years now. Jeff, when you think back on the down years, when he was there and starting to get it going, at what point did you realize not only is this guy a key right now when we're not winning, he's going to be a key when we are winning?
Well, we knew pretty early on that he was going to be a piece of not only the team in the early 11, 12, 13 area, but that he was going to be there when we won. And so we signed him to an extension early his second year, and now it's a very team-friendly extension. But the one thing that Jose has done is every year he's gone out and gotten better. And so every year you think you know what Jose is, and then he figures out a way to go out and win more awards and do more things. And, you know, this year winning the MVP in the World Series, I don't know what's left for him just to repeat all that stuff, but he'll figure out a way to get even better.
How special is it to have a guy who's physically gifted and he's driven to be great?
I mean, it's hard to describe because it's rare. And we have a group of players that feed off of that type of example. And Jose is one of the first players that I met when Jeff hired me in 2015 or prior to the 2015 season. And all he talks about is getting better. Like, he doesn't like talking about his successes. He doesn't like talking about what he does great. He'll always deflect the praise and take the criticism. And that, you know, for him, our team feeds off that. And his consistency in how he performs was seen throughout this season. That's why he's the MVP. But his demeanor, his personality, the way he's become a father, he's grown as a man that people relate to, you know, young and old in our clubhouse.
I think you've told the story when you're eliminated by the Royals in 2015. He's in your office.
Yeah, in 2015, you know, he coming off of 2014, he won the batting title the year before I got here. And 2015, we said, how are you going to get better? He says, I don't have a gold glove. I said, well, let's work on defense and get a gold glove. He does that. He gets to the end of the season and doesn't have a very good postseason against the Royals. We lose in game five of the division series. Comes into my office immediately afterward in tears and apologizes for his performance. And this is before I got a chance to address the team. And, you know, all I could think to tell him was, you're not the reason we lost. You're the reason we're here. Mm-hmm. But that's how he's built. It's how he's wired. I will forever believe that he wanted this MVP and some of the insurance awards and the different recognition that he's getting, not because he wants something on his trophy case. It's because he knows if he's good, we're good. Yeah. And players feed off of that, and he wanted to be a champion, and now he is.
The postseason best player was split. They shared it. Altuve got half of it. Justin Verlander also got half of it. And Justin Verlander, the regular trade deadline came, and he didn't become a member of the Astros. Then the end of August, here he comes. It was worth the wait, I think, right?
It was such a shot in the arm for our city, for our team. And then he goes out there, and every game he picks up the ball, we win. Yeah. And that went all the way through until we got to the playoffs. And in the playoffs, the same thing happened. And, you know, this guy, just not only what he does when he's out there on the mound, but he makes everybody around him better. He was exactly the right guy at the right time for this organization.
Wasn't it weird how it turned out that he'd get him as you'd come back? The city'd been devastated. You know, the team had been in a little lull. And from then on, you blew through everything after that.
Yeah, baseball has a funny way of lining up life to go along with the baseball schedule. And when Justin came to our team, I saw a complete change in the demeanor of our players. And our players didn't need a lot of a boost or didn't need a lot of confidence builder. But there was a legitimacy that had arrived in our clubhouse where the buy-in started completely. When he walks in the room, when the Verlander jersey gets hung in the locker, there was a moment where I felt like our team really felt like we were in it. And his performance backed that up. I think that's the key in this. Yeah. But, you know, to deliver that player, the front office delivering that player to this particular team at that moment in the midst of one of the most emotional stretches of any of our careers, with the hurricane and the finish line being so close, is storybook type stuff.
Yeah, and the weird thing is, you end up getting him at the perfect time.
It was.
Yeah, and he gave us a month to complain about you not getting him.
Exactly. I mean, August was rough. We weren't playing as well on the field. There was a lot of criticism about the moves we hadn't made in July. Right. But the funny thing is, the way it all works out, a couple of the moves that got close at the end of July, had we made those moves, we would not have been in a position to make the move that ultimately ended up being the biggest.
Hey, thanks for not making those. Yeah. We like the one in August.
One more guy we need to talk about is the winner of the Esurance MLB Awards postseason moment, and it obviously goes back to Game 5, which I think for years when people remember the 2017 postseason, it's going to be Game 5, and it ended with Alex Bregman. Not Correa, not Altuve, not one of those guys, but Bregman comes through, and he's one of those guys now, you know what I mean? He was the guy that maybe didn't have that star power, but after that moment, I think he does now.
He does, and you know, all our players wanted to be in that moment. I think I was so amazed that such a young player being able to stay in that moment and beat him with a single. You know, I played for Charlie Manuel in Philadelphia, and he was the coach that once told me, you know, sometimes in this game, all you have to do is beat him with a single. And so that's really what I wanted Alex to do in the moment. He he didn't try to do too much. A lot of young players will try to hit the ball in the Crawford box. They'll try to hit an extra base hit. Derek Fisher was on second base. And there was so much involved in that. When you think of our organization, there was those are both drafted kids that had come through the system relatively quickly. Bregman flew through the minor leagues.
Right.
There was the 13-12 game with Kershaw facing Keuchel, and nobody in their right mind would have guessed that 25 runs were going to score in that game. And then to have it be at home as the last game in Minute Maid prior for the rest of the season and all that we went through, again, you have to pinch yourself to see if that's real. But Alex Bregman being able to control that moment and being able to deliver is one of the keys to the World Series.
What's a game like that for you, game five, and one of the 5 hours, 17 minutes?
It was incredibly stressful, and I kept changing where I was, thinking that where I was and what I was doing had something to do with what was going on in the field. But, you know, Bregman had hit that big home run against Boston, and that helped us win that series. And then I told Jim, I ran into Jim around the ninth inning, our owner, Jim Crane, and I said, whoever wins this game is going to win the World Series because, you know, we can win one over there, but two is going to be tough. And when Bregman hit that single, it was probably the most emotional moment I've had.
That moment happened so much later in the night that it was almost like by that point you had forgotten how that game started, which was obviously you falling behind not once but not twice, and against Clayton Kershaw.
Right. No, I wouldn't recommend that to anybody.
Not
try
the
to
plan.
Replay that game and do it that
That's
way.
That's not the blueprint.
That was not the plan. We say everything goes by our plan. It wasn't our plan, but. It's amazing what's possible when you get a common vision and you get an opportunity, and the players stepped up and played tremendously well. But I think for all of us, you know, as he had some areas he could change the position he was in. I had to stay right where I was. I could pace in the dugout, but that was about the extent of it. And all of us were exhausted when it ended, and we were just a little less exhausted than the other team.
When you hired him, what was the number one thing that sold you? Was there an aha moment that, yeah, this is the guy that I want leading our group of men?
I do think so. I think it was the realization that AJ was committed to being on the field. This is a guy that's capable of doing my job, has done my job. He's capable of doing any job in baseball. He could probably do your job as well. Yeah. But I think he was fully committed to being on the field and being a leader of men and winning a championship. And we were an organization at the point needing someone that was going to take us to the top. And I said when I hired him, he's going to be the manager here when we win the World Series. And it turned out to be true.
The guy who hired you in Arizona, Josh Burns, when Jeff hired you, he said, hey, give this guy a chance. What happened in Arizona was my fault. But I'm wondering, are you the same guy? Are you the same manager? Were there lessons you still had to learn in your managerial career?
No, I'm not the same. I hope none of us are the same that we were 5 or 10 years ago. I think you have to evolve in this game. It's one of the lessons I've learned from Jeff is this game's continuing to evolve. If I'm managing the same way this year in 2018 as I managed in 17, then I probably missed an opportunity to get a little bit better and a little bit maybe see things a little bit differently or utilize something a little bit even more progressive. So, I think the foundation of who I am is who I am. And, you know, my beliefs have changed over time as I think they should. I think my understanding of what this job's responsible for has changed. But I think we should all evolve in our jobs and challenge each other to bring the best out of ourselves or this industry will leave you behind.
Mm-hmm. AJ Hinch, Jeff Luhnow, thanks for helping us celebrate your team. Congratulations on a great season.
Thank you. Thank you.